Thank you, Mr. President. The International Mine Action Standards provide a comprehensive reference for setting up and running mine action programs, promoting appropriate architecture and outlining operational and management systems to be established. But IMAS are less specific on how to downscale and adjust programs as the level of contamination diminishes towards the tail end of mine action programs. For instance, how to dismantle or adapt mine action architectures when the time comes, how to move from a proactive to a reactive response as required for the management of long-term residual contamination beyond mines and cluster munitions, how to promote national sustainable solutions. Perhaps the IMAS are not the right vehicle to provide guidance and instruction on all these points, but we believe that they have a significant role to play. Land release approaches that promote survey above clearance have progressively focused attention on the issue of residual contamination and corresponding risk management considerations. National directors draw on the international standards to shape national mine action standards and national strategies. The GRCHD welcomes discussions in the IMAS review board on the topic of residual contamination, which may result in greater clarity in the IMAS themselves or a strengthening of technical notes that exist to support the IMAS. Better guidance for the tail end of mine action programs will do much to help accelerate progress towards the goal of the Maputo Declaration. Achieving completion under Article 5 should go hand in hand with the implementation of appropriate plans to respond to any remaining risks from broader ERW in a post-completion setting. As such, many countries, most recently Mozambique, will join others like Germany, France, and Japan in respect of being free from landmines, but which continue to manage longer-term ERW contamination. Thank you.